Friday, Maishta Chof Ches Tishri Tovshin Ein Tes Rav Arya Zev Adler.
We know that the days of the Mabul, state in the Medrash, wasn't just an oynish, wasn't just a punishment that took place then for the people of that generation because of the averis that they did, but it was something much bigger than that. There was a whole redesigning of the teva in the world. The nature that we have today, that exists with us today, before the Mabul, was totally, totally different. And the Medrash talks about this, and the Medrash says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma Goram Sheyimrudu Bi, what caused the people then of the Dor HaMabul to be murdered in me? So the Medrash goes on to describe, Rabbi Yitzchak over there, the Medrash goes on to describe the paradise-like existence that they had, b'shas the Yimei HaMabul, b'shas the Dor before the Mabul. And he said that they used to plant, and there was a rea achas l'arboim shana, once in 40 years they used to plant, and it was enough to survive for them, enough for them to live for many, many, many years. And they lived, just imagine, they lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. Imagine getting up in the morning and knowing that you've got literally, you could be 40, 50 years old, and you literally got hundreds and hundreds of years ahead of you, right? And imagine trying to create a sense that there's a sense of urgency, a sense of needing to use the time that you have in the world. And this was the challenge of the Dor HaMabul. This was the challenge before the Mabul. And this all had to change after the Mabul. Before the Mabul, they were considered only Bnei Einshim. They were only considered Bnei Einshim when they reached 100 years old. Proportionately, a person of 100 was like a person of 20. And Noach only had children when he was 500 years old. The whole Metzias of the world was different. The Medrash says that they used to go from one side of the world to the other side of the world, Lishar Kala. Took them very, very quick to get from one side of the world to the other side of the world. They were Yoldim Ve'inam Kevrim. They had children, they didn't bury them because they lived for many, many, many years. And this paradise-like existence that they had before the Mabul, the Chayra was what caused them, that they lived, the weather at the time, Medrash says, Vata, the weather at the time was like Mipesach Vadatzeres. We're going to see later on that Sipur Noach. Goes Barichas about this, that before the Mabul there was no change in the weather, there was no change of seasons. It was spring weather, all the way from Pesach to Atzeres. It was like Pesach to Atzeres, like the weather we have just in the days before Shavuos. Beautiful spring weather, not too hot, not too cold. And they lived a life, they lived the life. And this caused them, Batola Mevili De Shiamum, Mevili De Zima, and this Batola, this having too much time to themselves and too much time to think and no sense of urgency of having to use their life in the right way, this caused them to become the Dor HaMabul, to become the people of the Dor HaMabul, who vatimale aretz chomos and zima, and this was all the averis which were caused that day this batora. L'chere similar, the Sfarim say that today is the generation also, again, the Sfarim say we repeat the Dor HaMabul today is the Dor HaMabul again. And the same type of averas that happened, the Dor HaMabul are happening again today. And today as well, technology somehow mimics the situation that we had before the Mabul. And we also go from one side of the world to the other side of the world, Lashar Kala. And the world, the advance, maybe we don't live as long as they lived then, but the advance of technology, 70 today is a new 60, and 60 is a new 50. It's a day of Chatas Neurim, it's a day of we're going back to the Dor HaMabul. And the lessons that we have to take out the Deir Mabul are very, very clear. And therefore, but the Rebbeinu Shleilam had to, the Rebbeinu Shleilam had to change the world then. The Rebbeinu Shleilam had to make the world into a whole different world. And it had to become a world where, again, people lived only for a much shorter time. And the seasons changed, and the whole world changed, B'mei Samabul. Everything changed. But something else happened as well, B'mei Samabul. And L'chayra, something else had to happen besides for the change of the seasons, which caused everything else that the Sipponi speaks out, that the world turned onto a tilt, and the world went onto a tilt, and that caused all the changes of the season, which didn't exist before the Mabul. But besides for all of that, there had to be a tikkun to all the chatoim that the Deir Mabul did, because we know that Vatishachis Haaretz Lifnei Elokim, the world was destroyed. The world destroyed itself, and Vatishachis Haaretz state in Rashi that the animals themselves were niskalkel. At the day the chatoim of the Mabul, the animals were niskalkel. And they were nistabik le'enom minon. The animals itself, hey, some say that that's what the dinosaurs are. The dinosaurs are all about, because there was a whole bilbil, there was a whole mix-up, and the whole world, the whole teva of the ilom, became mushba, became influenced by the averas that people were doing. Because that's the metzias. Metzias is that if you do averas, if the bnei adam do averas, then that's mashpia on the ganze bria. And the whole Bria became niskalkel. The whole Bria became damaged. And it was necessary, therefore, to reset the Bria and to go back, l'chayra, to go back. I once heard Taich says that during the Deir Mabul, hineni mashchis es ha'aretz, Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the actual land, the actual earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also had to be mashchis in the Deir Mabul. Gimel tfachim shal eimek ha'machresho. The three tefachim of the depth of the Machresha also had to be misaken, had to be taken away, had to be washed away, in order to be misaken, the chet of the Deir Mabul. Now, I heard once Taich, but this was a certain reset on the actual Maaseh Bereishis. We went back to the beginning days of Maaseh Bereishis, where the Va'aretz says Sosoyu Vavoyu, and the world. Went back to that stage in order to a certain amount reset it, to purify and to get rid, to recreate the world, to purify it and to make it roy, to be able to have human existence again in a normal fashion, in a fashion which had seder, which people didn't do averas. Calls man that the world was there, the pre-Mabul world was there, then there'd be too much of an influence of the chatoim, the averas that they did before the Mabul, in order to continue the world as it was. I saw there's an article from a journalist, Israeli journalist, did an article. He was researching how fashions work, how fashions progress, how fashion designers get to their mushagasten, how they change the fashions of the world. And the fashion designers always, they're machadish something new, which people get excited by, something different, something a whole different thing, which people get excited by. And their mumchis is to be able to get something which is going to chat people, it's going to get people. And he did the research of a whole group of fashion designers from all different parts of the world, and he said that each one of them said that obviously when they're designing their fashions, they do it with the biggest secrecy. Everything's done undercover, high security, nobody's allowed in. And the chiddush was that the people who designed the fashions, there were six or seven different designers, and each of them came to the same maskana. Each of them came to the same thing. And the whole thing of the fashion is that they get to something which people haven't yet got. It's not necessarily a prediction of the trends of the time where people are going. It's to be mechadish something. And the chayra of Shah is that the zman, the chatoim, the averas, the the pritzes, whatever it is that exists at the time, is so much entrenched in the world that we live in, that without any communication with each other, without any communication of one designer to the other designer, they manage to get to the Meshagatsan that they get to, because that is in the world of today. That is in the world that we live in today. And that was before the Mabul as well. Before the Mabul there wasn't a Torah. And therefore the world had to be redesigned and reset. And the Chatoim that were there in the world had to be taken away. So one of the things that happened, this is what I wanted to really discuss today, one of the things that happened in this resetting of the world to the early days of Briyas HaOlam was that the world stopped. The Medrash says, "Omer b'yichnan leshimshu ha-mazolus." The mazolus weren't meshamish b'chlal in the Emes HaMabul. What does that mean? The mazolus weren't meshamish. So it says, we know that the mazolus, what are the mazolus? We know that the mazolus, there's mazolus which go around, which every chedesh has its own mazel. There's mazel kleh, mazel maznaim, v'churu v'churu. Every chedesh has got its own mazel. And we know that these mazolus is keach gvura nosam bohem, liyis meishlim mekarev tevo, that there's a certain keach these mazolus have. The Gemara Shabbos speaks about when somebody's born under a certain mazel, what happens? Somebody's born under the mazel madim, so it causes him to be a person who's going to be a sheifach domim, and the only way to be mesakin that is to become either a moil or to become a sheichet. So the mazolus are something perhaps ruchniistic, perhaps we don't understand what they are, but it's also clear that the mazolus are locked into what we call today the solar system, right? What we understand today is the solar system, because this is all learnt out of the pasuk. The fact that the mazolus won't stop being mishamish b'mos ha'mabul is learnt out of the pasuk. Noach, after he came out of the teva, he bought kabonis, and vayorach Hashem esreach nichoach, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was nisratzach from the kabonis that he bought. And it says over there that Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that oid kol yimei ha'aretz, for the continuing existence of Yimei Ha'aretz, of the time of the land, of the earth, of the world, for the future of all history, so from here we learn, from now on, Yom V'Layla will not be Shavas, won't stop, but B'mos HaMabul they did stop. So, and the mazolus, so I don't exactly know how this works, but the mazolus weren't mishamish, and we learn that out from the fact that Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. So it sounds like that the Yom V'Layla, it would be good if we understand it like we understand today's solar system, that the whole world is going around, and the whole world is going around is turning around itself and is going around the planets, and that makes the day and the night, and that makes us go around the planets as well. And perhaps those planets are the solar system that we have today. And perhaps those planets are the mazolus, are like the mazolus that were there b'shas mabul, and they stopped working at the time of the mabul. Now, was this kipshutei or not, that they stopped going around? So there is, in the Medrash, there is different ways of understanding the Medrash. But I know, I saw that one of the Mefarshim of Mizrahi takes this very, very simply. Because Mizrahi asks Kamakushyas, he asks, how could it be that the world stopped going around in the time of the Mabul? How is it Shaykh? If the world stopped going around and there wasn't any day or night, so what's Pshat? He says, what's Pshat? Menoach Nichsa off the Teva, he took the cover off the Teva to go and to see what was happening in the world. He could see. How could he see then? He asks another question. Tzoyata sela teva. You should make a window for the teva. What was the tachas of the window? Yes, machlekes. Rashi brings machlekes whether it was an even teva or it was a window. But there was a tzad that was a window. And if it was a window, so then how did they see? How did they see day or night? There wasn't any day or night outside that window. So he seems to be taking this very literally. Again, it says vayyochel oid shevas yomim. He waited another 7 days. How did he see? How did he know that there were 7 days to wait? Not Noach, no Bishlem, the Torah. The Torah could talk about Aboim Yoim, and Chveis, it rained for Aboim Yoim, and etc., etc. The Torah gives a whole lot of timelines what happened in the Mabul. So Bishlem, the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how long things took. But how did Noach know to wait another 7 days? How did Noach have that length of time, the sense of time, if he didn't have night and day? So the Mizrahi is taking this, all these kashas, and the Mizrahi is taking this very literally, that the days and the nights stopped. But the Amos says that the other Mefarshi Rashi, we're going to go with the Mizrahi today. I'm just saying, B'mayim HaMuzka, that the other Mefarshi Rashi take on that this is not literally, that they didn't actually stop. And Leshim Shamazalis means, although there's another Mandom in the Medrash that they were Meshamish, the Mazalis were Meshamish, but Leshim Shamazalis means, says, the Loshna of Rashi is Leshim Shu, that Oid, the Loshna of Rashi is that they weren't Meshamish in their normal Seder, in their normal order, right? And he says, he's Misfalan the Mizrahi, who understands the Rashi, the Medrash Kivshutai. He says he doesn't understand, because if you look at Rashi, the Diyuk of Lashon Rashi is that they weren't Meshamish, that after the Mabul they'll be Meshamish, they'll be Misnaig Kisidrom, like the normal way of being Misnaig. But it sounds like the B'shas of the Mabul, they didn't stop totally. No, they weren't Misnaig Kisidrom. They weren't Misnaig in their normal way. Okay, so that's how he learned Pshat in the Medrash. I saw another Sefer, he asked a question, if the Mazalos would have stopped going around, the whole solar system would have stopped going around, then it's Mavua. It's Mavua in Chazal, that the Mazalis, and like we understand, like we said before, the Mazalis are like the blood of the world. The world is controlled by the Mazalis. And how did Noach survive in the Teva if the Mazalis didn't go around? So again, this Sefer Bina Le'itims, he says, Enachanama, Itake doesn't mean Kipshutai. It means that they didn't have the full Keach that they could have had. They would have had normally, they didn't have Bimos HaMavul. But Enochanama, they were there, and the system was working as normal. But again, we're going to go today with that the whole system stopped, and Yom Velayla stopped. That time there was no day and there was no night. Perhaps it means we'll say like the Mizrahi learns. Perhaps it means that the sun stopped at a certain place. It was in Eretz Yisrael. The sun stopped, and. And it stopped over there. There it was day. The rest of the world, it was night. And we'll go with this mahalach. And I want to talk a little bit about this. Huh? So that could be like the other. That could be that they didn't have a keach to shine down to but it could be they were there. It could be that the sun was there. There was a day and night. It just wasn't nikah. It was sort of covered over. So the shaila is just a bit. What happened exactly if there wasn't any day or night? Like about various things, what was the definition of time at that time? So that's a very extreme thing, a very very extreme way of looking at this. Now there's Maritzchias. Maritzchias brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin says when they went out the table of Mishpachay Sehem. So the Gemara says over there, it's a difficult Gemara. Pashut Pshat in the Gemara is very difficult. But the Gemara says, the Mishpachay Sehem v'loy heim. That means when they went out the Teva, not everyone went out the Teva. Their families went out, but they themselves didn't go out the Teva. Obviously, it's not referring to Noach and to his family, but it's referring to the animals. Some of the animals, they went out the Teva, but their families went out the Teva, they themselves didn't go out the Teva. There's various different Peshatim in the Gemara, but the Maritzchias asks that why is Rabbi Yochanan over there in the Gemara, why does he change the Pashut Peshat in the Gemara? L'chira, the Pashut Peshat in the Pasuk. Mishpachay Sehem, that they normally, he brings that normally when you say L'mishpachay Sehem, it means Adarabba. They went out and not their families. Why does he change Peshat that it means L'mishpachay Sehem, the families went out and not them? See, he says it's referring two, there's a certain worm, there's a certain brias which don't have any etzem. That's mavu in the Gemara Chulin, that the brias which have no etzem, which have no bones, they can't live yotzim yud beis chodesh. So he says that eibazoi, they can't live for more than 12 months. So when they went out of the teva, when they came into the teva, let's say they were one day old. They were in the first day of life, so they couldn't go out the teva, because they had to be there for 12 months. The teva, the mishpat of the teva was 12 months. It started with chofsein sivan 1 year and went to the next year. So how could they be inside? How could they come out the teva? The Torah says that the taka didn't come out the teva. Their children came out the teva. They themselves didn't come out the teva. I don't know how this works with what the Gemara says over there as well. The same Gemara, a few lines earlier, the Gemara says that Shloisha Shimshu Bateva, Kelev, Chom, and Erev were Meshamesh B'teva. The rest of the animals were not Meshamesh B'chlal in the Teva. So I don't know how they had children when they came out of the Teva, I'm not sure. But it means the Mishpacha... Maybe they're Mubaris from before, maybe. I don't know how... Probably they lay eggs. They probably don't come in... Probably these worms lay eggs. They're not Mubaris before. I don't know exactly how this works. But Al-Kaponim, that's how he learns. He learns that there was a Zman, that these animals, Taka, they didn't... certain animals didn't come out of the Teva. Now, the Paradis Yosef brings over there, brings from Tiferes Yonason, Chodesh Degazach, he says that these animals, he disagrees with Maritz Chiyas. And he says that these animals, they attack the Metzias, like the Gemara says in Chulin, they could only live for 12 months. But he says that because Bimei Samabu, there was no time, because there was no day and night. So these Briyas, they lived for much longer. It's not a kasha b'chlal, how did they go into the Teva? They outlived the time span that they would normally live because there was no time at all be Mesa Mabu. Now this is a very, very mechudish tikka way of looking at it, because kipshutai, time has got absolutely no shaykhs to Yom V'layla. Time has got no shaykhs to Yom V'layla. Yom V'layla is one thing. Yom V'layla, whether it's Yom and Layla, that's one thing. And such a thing, there's another thing called time. Varaya, as in Bris HaOlam, the Goyim says that in Bris HaOlam, there was a Bria which was called Zman. And Bereshis Bar Lekim was right at the beginning of the Bria, and that was the whole Metzius of the Bria that we live in. The Bria was put into something, put into Azach, put into a Metzius, which is called Zman. And that Zman existed long before Yom V'Layla. Long before Vayyer Vayvoke Yom Rishon, that Zman existed. So the Chayyim, when something ages, if something is traveling through time and it ages because it's traveling through time and it becomes older, Chayyim, that's absolutely no shaykhs to Yom and to Laila. Yom and Laila is a Tzveta Zach, a totally different thing. Today it's a very klar Metzias. We understand scientifically today that Zman is a whole, Zman is the Metzias. Zman is a very, very real thing. It's been proven scientifically, that is Einstein's theory of relativity, that you can actually slow down time. The quicker that you go through space, then you slow down time. You can slow down time if you leave the world, you travel a light year away at the speed of light, and you come back a year, you travel a year back to the world again at the speed of light. That means you'd have spent 2 years traveling, so you'll come back and the world will be 84 years older than when you left. So it's a very clear thing that Zman is a proper Metzius. Zman is a Metzius that exists, that was created b'shas Brit Ha'olam. I heard recently also that I saw Mr. Sipurne came out as this week's parasha, that Zman is nimdad. Zman is measured in seconds and in milliseconds, and smaller you can cut it down to atomic sizes. But there becomes a certain stage that you can't cut time further. I mean, it's clear that they've worked it out scientifically today. Zman is made of blocks, and you can cut it down and cut it down until it doesn't exist whatsoever at all. And the Sipone, really, at the beginning of this beginning of Parshas Bereishis says this. Bereishis means the first rega habilti mischalik, the first rega which can't be divided. Zman is a very real thing. Because Zman, the Chori, has absolutely no shaykhs. Zman is a bria b'fnei atzmoi, and it's got absolutely no shaykhs to the yom v'layla b'chlal. So to take this extreme view that we saw from the Paradis Yosef, B'Shem the Tiferes Yonason, I say the Paradis Yosef, B'Shem the Tiferes Yonason, because Tiferes Yonason himself, Rabbi Yonason Abishas himself inside does not say this. Chayra doesn't say this. But the Agabonim, the way he learns that time came to a total standstill, this is the grace of Chiddush. Now the only way to understand this is, I saw that the Kli Yoka says, the Kli Yoka explains that Yehi Ma'ira is B'Teich HaRekiah. So Ma'iris, Rashi already says, is Meloshin Ma'ira. It was a Loshin of Klala. So he says, why is Ma'iris a Loshin of Klala? So Rashi says, Kesha Ma'iris Leikim, Rashi says in Ma'oises, Kesha Ma'iris Leikim, it's a Simen Ra'a Lo'ilam. The Ma'iris have some type of hashpah on what's happening in the world. The astrologers can see what's happening through the stars. Astrologers can see and can understand what's going to happen. So the Ma'iris have a Shaykhus to what's going on in the world. Now, the Kli Yoka says a totally different pshat. The Kli Yoka over there says that the Ma'iris, the reason why it's Meloshin Me'ira, is because the Ma'iris are the Sibah for Zman. The Ma'iris, the light and the day and night is a sibuf of Zman. And anything which goes into the realms of Zman is a klala, because Zman is by definition limited. The Rebbeinu Shlomo Zoch Lemaila Min HaZman and Lemaila Min HaMakom. Zman by definition is limited. So anything that goes into the realm of Zman is Ma'ira, is cursed. So it's clear from the Kliyaka, the Chayra, that he's learning that the actual Bria of Zman, which we said was something totally different, is the actual Bria of Zman is Taylor on the sun, is Taylor on the day and the night. So perhaps we could be matstick that what the Paratzitzit brings, Vashem Yitzvah Tzionism, that the Zman came to a standstill, that if the solar system stops, then after somehow Zman will also come to a standstill. But this is a Meridik Chiddush. Perhaps Ibn Ezra says the same thing, because Ibn Ezra says that Yim Ma'iris B'Tzeich HaRakia, and it'll be V'hoyu La'isais U'Lemoisim U'Lemoyadim U'Leyom U'Leshonim. So Rashi says all different pshatim, but the Ibn Ezra says pshat that La'isais means for regoim, for minutes, and Lemoyadim means for shoyz. That's something to that effect, that regoim, the actual minutes, are caused by the sun. Now, Kibshutai, the minutes are not caused by the sun. Maybe the sun, the fact that there's a day, that we have a system of a day starting and ending, so that gives us more of a sense of time, which therefore we can now divide the day into a certain amount of hours, etc., etc. But to say that the sun causes the regoim to come, the chere sounds a shtigl al derech this kliyoki, this mechudish dikazach. So then, al kabonim lefi that, could be that the time taka came to a standstill. But that's not the Pashtus. Pashtus is that the time continued. Just the day and the night wasn't there. What does the Tiferes Yonason yet say? If we don't want to take this Chiddush so far that this man actually came to a standstill, Tiferes Yonason says as follows. Tiferes Yonason says that in the Miyamos HaMabul, he took him to the Teva. Why did he take the oifus into the Teva? So that's Mavu and the Gemara of Edizara, that all the animals, the Tahirim that he brought into the Teva, were there in order to bring a carbon afterwards. Freit, Rabbi Yonis and Akasha, that the Chayra, when he came to the end of the Mabul, they had to be Tahirim of B'nai Yonah, they had to be less than a year old. So in order for them to be able to be bought as carbonus after the Mabul, to be kosher to be bought as carbonus, they have to be less than a year old. So how could it be that after the Mabul they were less than a year old? So he says, time came to a standstill. Now he doesn't say time came to a standstill. That is the adaptation of the Pratis Yosef, how he learns his Tiferes Yonason. This is where he saw in Tiferes Yonason that time came to a total standstill. But the Chayr of the Pshat is that he says that these Tiferes Bnei Yonah were considered after the Mabul was finished, were considered like they were less than a year old. They were less than a year old. Now that could be that the halachas that we have, the way that the Torah is defined, the way that the Torah defines for us time, for anything which is halachic, that means something which needs to be a year old, and the carbon has a certain age that it's got to be, that we need the solar system to be turning around for. Because that we need the system of nights and days and years, right, in order for that to work. Time might pass, even in the days that the sun is not moving around, then time passes. It might actually go through, something might age. But just because something ages, just because you've got Terim and Mayona, which are aging, doesn't necessarily mean that they've become older halachically. Halachically, it could be that they still remain the age that they were before the Mabul, because halachically, the way that the Torah tells us to define time for us is the system going around. Which I'm not 100% sure about. This is what I'm trying to say. Pshat in the Tiferes Yonason. I'm not 100% sure, because I'm not sure if the Bnei Yonah, the Torah Bnei Yonah, the din of Torah Bnei Yonah is Taylor Mamish on the time of being a year old. The Gemara in Chulin says that Tchilas Hatzihuv Shebazeh v'Shebazeh. That means when they become yellow, then they're posel, right? Which means that they come to a certain stage of development, they're posel. And I'm not actually sure if it's Taylor on Zman. But Al-Kaponim will take on that it's Taylor on the Zman passing by, and although halachically, the Zman the Zman continued, but the Zman halachically didn't continue, and therefore they were considered less than a year old when they came out the table. That was one thing. And there's another thing as well, and that is Trefa. Another thing that we could talk about is Trefa. Trefa is chai for only Yud Beis Chodesh. The feed the man da'omah is machlikes in the Gemara tree for chai or tree for ina chai. But the man da'omah tree for ina chai, so how long does it live for Yud Beis Chodesh? Now, there's a kasha that the Achreinim ask as follows. That there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, where do we know from Bechlau that a treif is, that a balmum is also for ben noach bi makriv? Says the Gemara, where do we know it from? We know it from Val shteit ben noach, that you've got to bring into the teva mikol achai, from everything that lives. Now, if it's got to, if it's and the Gemara says that means it's got to be chai roshi evarim shaloi. Now, this drosha is spare to tell you that it's got to be chai roshi evarim shaloi, which means it's got to be not a balmum. Now, that's what the drosha is there for. But the Gemara asks that the drosha is only spare to tell you balmum if you already know that treifa is osur for ben noach to be makriv. That's what the Gemara cheshmes over there. We won't go into that, but that's what the Gemara says over there. It's only spare for balmum if you already know treifa. Now, where do we know treifa from? So the Gemara says we know treifa from lechai zera al pnei ha'adam. We know treifa because it says that noach had to bring something which it could be mechai zera, and the din is. The Matthias is, I'm sorry, that treifa is ena yeledes. So treifa doesn't have children, and therefore lechai zera tells you already treifa. So the drosh mikol achai again is spared to tell you that balmum shechayim moshe varim shloi, that balmum is also for ben noach pi makrif. Now Tezus over there asks a kasha that leman da oma. So the Gemara says further that leman da oma that treifa is yeledes, right? So lechai zera can't tell you treifa. So then Mikol Achai is not spared to tell you Balmum, because Mikol Achai you need for Treifa. Mikol Achai needs to tell you Treifa. Now Tosis is miskash on this drosha. Tosis asks, Zeishver this drosha. How could Mikol Achai, the man da'oma, again, the man da'oma, that Treifa is Yeledes, and therefore you can't learn out that Treifa is also for a korban from Lechai Zera, because it does have Zera. So again, so Tosis asks, in Obazoi, how could you learn out Mikol Achai Treifa? Why have Mikol Achai tell you treifa? If treifa is yeledes, then kol shekein treifa is chayal. Because even among the Oma, treifa is chayal, sometimes he could hold treifa is eina yeledes. It's a ganzer chesed in Tosfos, Tosfos asks a kasha, that it can't be that you learn out Mikol Achai treifa. Now, Yehuda says, why do we have to get so complicated? In fact, the Bionis and Eibeshitz in Plesi, again, in a different sefer, in Kiritsu Plesi, in Yeridea, that why do we have to get so complicated when we ask this question? We want to know, Bechlal, that Treifa, we want to bring a raya that Treifa doesn't live. Right? That Treifa lives. Treifa must be Chaya. So in order to bring a raya that Treifa is Chaya, we don't have to go through this whole complicated cheshbon that doesn't have a... Leave that all aside. Say very simple, he asks. As in order for the Treifa to outlive the Yemos HaMabul, so to outlive the Yemos HaMabul, that was the tachlis why he brought them into the table. In order for it to live the Yemos HaMabul, In order to be able to be makriv as a korban, it's got to live Yud Beis Chodesh, and the Mabul took Yud Beis Chodesh, so obviously it didn't live for those Yud Beis Chodesh. As I frek the Akasha, this Kasha the Brich Zazevach also asks of an Avodah Zarah. This is the Kasha that he asked to bring a raya for the following. That the Rama says over there in Yeridea, the Rama says that this din of treifa is inachai Yud Beis Chodesh. Zot the Rama. Is in a leap year, this year, leap year, it's Yud Gimel Chodesh. It's 13 months. The Metzius changes in a leap year, although Treifa is in a Chaya, Yud Beis Chodesh, then a leap year lives for 13 months. Now, Rabbi Yonis Naib just brings a raya from the Teva. He says, why is it? Why? Because he says, the Yisoid of Treifa in a Chaya, he explains, that the reason why the animals survived, although they were Treifas, Mavur, the animals survived, although they were Treifa 12 months, he says the Metzius is because the Gemara Chulin says that there's some makas, treif is an illness. He says there's some illnesses which heat is detrimental to it, and some illnesses that cold is detrimental to it. So therefore, you've got to go through all the seasons of the year in order to be able to kill the animal. So treif in a chayud v'tzchayud has got nothing to do with time at all. Treif in a chayud v'tzchayud has got to do with the seasons that the animal goes through, and he brings a raya from this. From the Mosa Mabul. How did the animal survive the Mosa Mabul? Teretz is because this was a lunar year, it wasn't a solar year. So therefore, when they came out the Teva, there was still some time left till they finished the full seasons of the year. And therefore, the Treifa could live.
Who said the Treifa in the Teva?
No, this we're saying. The question is, why didn't we bring a raya that there wasn't a trefa? Because otherwise, how? The Gemara over there is looking for a raya. Tosfos is looking for a raya that trefa didn't live in the marble. Why don't we bring a raya from the very fact that it survived? Because you can't bring a raya from the fact that it survived because the seasons weren't there. I'm just a bit miskash on this because we, like we said before, the Medrash that we said before, and Bamsa Sipurne, Sipurne explains it, that the seasons only came about after the marble. So the Kasha Hibzach Nishton, he explains that because it wasn't a full lunar year, he hadn't gone through all the seasons, so therefore the animals survived. And the full solar year, the animals survived. But there wasn't any seasons at all, b'shaas the mammal. So therefore nothing happened at the time of the mammal. So I'm not 100% sure why he explains it like this, but Akaponim, Legabi the Din of Trefa, we'll say again that Legabi the Din of Trefa explains when it's in Eibeshitz, the Din of Trefa, Avad, the Yud Beis Chedesh of Trefa Zichah didn't exist. So again, Zman, did it come to a standstill, B'yimei Samabul or not? So we saw this extreme shitta that it came to a total standstill, and even Brias, which the Metzias says that they only live for 12 months, not Trefa. Brias and Metzias says that they only have the stamina to outlive 12 months. They lived for longer b'shas m'yemei samabul. This is a mechudish dikazach. But we said that this is not the pashtas, and avad the time continued. Halachically, time didn't continue because halachically legabe terim b'nei yona that we saw the tefaris yonos in alatera, who explains that the terim b'nei yona didn't have a din of being yosim mishana tamima because halachically they were considered less than a shana tamim when they finished the marble. That's only halachically. And then we have this last thing called trefa. That means even if time taka continued totally, but the seasons didn't finish off in the Yemesa marble. And we're saying that not only did the seasons not finish off in the Yemesa marble, but the chayra, it's more than that, that there were no seasons until the marble finished, there were no seasons. And therefore the bichlal, the whole nesa that there should be a trefa in Yemesa marble, the chayra doesn't start. Thank you.